Blog Talk Radio.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Damn right, I like the life I built.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And I want you guys a little nipsy hustle for your Monday motivation this morning. Thank you guys for tuning in from all over the world. Looks like we even got some folks tuned in right now in Australia. And I know it's the middle of the night or something like that for you guys. But I want to thank you for your continued support of Motivate My Life Radio Show. Without you guys, none of this would be possible. Happy Monday again. And today's topic, we're going to be discussing prison reform and prison reentry, your take on it, how you feel about it. Do you think that the system is fair? Do you think it's difficult for folks that have been incarcerated to come out and live a normal life? Or do you think that these individuals are going to continuously be challenged? I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about, for those of you that may not be aware, that have not been tuning in into the recent shows, is I just launched a prison reentry program. It's the TMI Second Chance Program, and that's what we do. We give individuals a second chance to create the lives that they deserve, because we do know that sometimes folks make mistakes. That's not who they are, and they want to change their life for the better, and the opportunities, of course, are not the same. So we're going to hop right in this morning. I know a lot of you guys have emailed in some questions as far as the prison reentry program, so I'll talk a little bit about that first, and then we'll kind of just get into the judicial system, your opinion, your take on it, and how you feel about it overall. So the Second Chance Prison Reentry Program that my organization offers is for ex-cons, to help ex-cons transition back into society. And what does that mean? Helping and assisting with transportation, housing, and more importantly, employment opportunities, right? But you can't do one without the other, because a lot of times we have jobs to place these individuals in, but if you don't have reliable transportation, if you don't have housing, you know, to be able to sleep somewhere, to get up to get to work the next day, or to get to work in general, you're still going to have a challenging time, correct? So what we've done is partner with a lot of other organizations to be able to help with the housing, the transportation, to ensure that these individuals can get to work when they get their job. So basically what we do, we offer 6 weeks and it's 8 weeks. So there's two different programs. They're life coaching and life skills. So you have to be able to change your mindset, right? Because at the end of the day, we want you to not only get employment, but we want you to keep the job. You know, we want this to be a career for you. We want you to move forward and change your life and transition it back into society. And our goal is to prevent recidivism. Statistics show that in a 3-year time frame, a lot of ex-cons return back to prison. So our goal is to make sure that we can prevent recidivism, get you guys transitioned mentally as well. I know we all know it's a challenge if you've been incarcerated and locked up, it's a different lifestyle.
than it is what you have in your freedom. So we want to mentally change your mindset so you can grow and become that person that you would like to be and create the life again that you deserve. So the second chance pre-entry, I don't know, is it Monday or I can't talk this morning? Okay, so the second chance re-entry program, prison re-entry program, you need more, you want to learn more about it, you're interested in enrolling. Now, where is it located? So right now we are based out of Charlotte. We will be moving to the Washington, D.C. area, Philadelphia, New York, and L.A. So those are the next cities that our program will be launched in. So if you know anyone in those cities or someone that's locked up and they're going back to those cities when they return back to society, please have them reach out to the TMI Second Chance Program. And that number is 980-339-9615. They can also email teresa.murphy@thetmigroup.com. Any of the ways to reach out to contact us, and we will be happy to assist you in what the program offers. The certification program is mandatory, so you have to go through the program, get a certification, and then we will actually, we are partnered with over 60-something employers at this time that we are placing these ex-cons into gainful employment. So it's really exciting to me. Because what I find a lot of is that when you come back out, you've been incarcerated, you come back out and no one won't give you a chance. You know, a lot of times you result back into what got you in jail in the first place. So at the end of the day, we have to have these opportunities provided. It's really big for me to be able to change the lives of these individuals. And like I said, these are folks that, for the individuals that want to change their lives. There's a big difference, and we know it's not for everyone, but those individuals that have made mistakes, they have acknowledged their mistakes, and they have paid their time, and they're ready to move forward with their lives. The TMI Prison Reentry Program can definitely assist you in doing so. Now, let's jump into a little bit about the prison reform, because we've seen a lot of prison reform. Kim Kardashian is actually getting folks out of jail, and there's some other people, too, because I hear people all the time, like, Kim is not the first person, you know, to start getting people released from jail, you know, from doing, you know, time for, you know, overdoing time for something that of a crime that they have committed or not committed or what have you, and it has been going on, and for some reason it's been blowing up lately because Kim Kardashian is involved in getting folks released out of jail, which I think is an amazing thing because, you know, there are some people that are wrongly convicted. And at the end of the day, you imagine your life if you get wrongly convicted for something that you didn't do. You have a lot of folks right now in the system that have been wrongly convicted for something that they did not do. So it's really something to think about, and I think that's really big of Kim Kardashian to be able to get out here and use a platform to be able to help these individuals get released. So kudos to Kim Kardashian. Kudos to anyone else that's out there doing it as well. My goal or my program is when these individuals get released to be able to help them provide what they need to live normal lives. Okay, so that's my goal. And again, we're going to be moving in several different cities. I'm going to be partnering with a lot of the correctional facilities throughout the United States, so really big. I just won a $3.2 million contract with the federal government to help with the program, so I'm really, really excited about everything that we have going on, everything. And, God, you know what's really important? As I did my research on this program, I realized there are so many prison reentry programs out there, and folks are just not doing anything with them. And my goal is to make sure that it's enforced, that these funds are used for that, for the program and for those individuals and changing these individuals' lives. It's really important. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in this morning. We're going to have another show on the prison reentry and the prison reform, on a special edition show on Thursday. So be sure you guys tune in with that. I'm going to have two guests in the studio with me actually talking on the subject and also giving their opinion. So, again, if you do have any questions or you need to know more about the program, please be sure to tune into our special edition show at 6 p.m. I will actually post that out there on social media as well. We will be live in the studio on Thursday at 6 p.m. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And until next time, have a great rest of the week on purpose. Thank you.
all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life.